प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गौर गोपद श्याम कुंद राधा गुरु गिरि गौर राधे जय। श्री वृंदावन की जय। नव वृंदा की जय। राम विमल तोष भक्ति जी की जय। नंद गौरी वैष्णव वृंद की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंद की जय। समर भवरी साल वर्ष समर भवरी साल वर्ष समर भवरी साल वर्ष श्री गुरु श्री गुरु। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
नमो विष्णवाय कृष्णवसाय गुरुदेव विष्णु वासुदेवानन्द स्वामिनि श्रीनामने सर्वगतदेव गौरवाणे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासुदेव गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। प्रिय श्रीमद् भागवत का पाठ 20:13 एवं
एवं
सा वीरा प्रवरा
प्रवरा
समयोजा
समयोजा
मनम
आत्मानम
आत्मनि
आत्मनि ब्रह्मभूतो
हृदां
हृदां
काले
काले
तत्याज्य
तत्याज्य
स्वां
स्वां
कालेश्वरं
कालेश्वरं
एवं सा वीरप्रवरः
एवं सा वीरप्रवरः
समयोजात्मानम्
आत्मनि समयोजात्मानम् आत्मनि
ब्रह्मभूतो हृदां काले
ब्रह्मभूतो हृदां काले
तत्याज्य स्वां कालेश्वरं
तत्याज्य स्वां कालेश्वरं
Pretty Maharaj, by the grace of Krishna, could understand that the end of his life was near, and thus he became very jubilant and proceeded to completely give up his body on the Brahma Buddha stage of practicing the yoga process. It is thoroughly described in the following verses how one can voluntarily give up his body and return home back to Godhead. The yoga process practiced by Pritam Maharaj at the time of death accelerates the giving up of this body while one is in sound health physically and mentally. Every devotee desires to give up the body while the sound physically and mentally. This desire would also exist by King Kulukshetra and as in the Bodhavanga Stokra. King Kulukshetra wanted to give up his body while in a healthy state, and he thus prayed to Krishna to let him die immediately while he was in good health and while his mind was sound. When a man dies, he is generally overpowered by mucus and bile as he chokes. So it is very difficult to vibrate any sound while choking. It is simply by Krishna's grace that one can chant Hare Krishna at the time of death. However, by situating oneself in the Muktasana position, a yogi can immediately give up his body and go to whatever plant he desires. A perfect yogi can give up his body whenever he desires through the practice of yoga. When Maharaj Prithu practiced Pranipa yoga, sitting bhakti, he blocked the doors of his anus with his ankles, pressed his right and left calves, and gradually raised his left hair upwards, passing it on the circle of his navel up to his heart and throat, and finally put it upwards into the central position between his two eyebrows. Prabhupada, the sitting position, posture described here is called Muktasana. In the yoga process, after following the strict regulator principles controlling sleeping, eating, and breathing, one is allowed to practice in different sitting postures. The ultimate aim of yoga is to enable one to give up this body according to his own free will. One who has attained the ultimate summit of yoga practice can live in the body as long as he likes, or as long as he is not completely perfect. Leave the body to go anywhere within or without the universe. Some yogis leave their bodies to go to the higher planetary systems and enjoy the material facilities therein. However, intelligent yogis do not wish to waste their time within the material world at all. They do not care for the material facilities in the higher planetary systems, but are interested in going directly to the spiritual sky at that moment of Godhead. From the description of this verse, it appears that Maharaj Prithu had no desire to enroll himself in higher planetary systems. He wanted to return home immediately back to Godhead. Although Maharaj Prithu stopped all practice of mystic yoga after realizing Krishna consciousness, took advantage of his previous practice and he placed himself on the Brahma Buddha platform in order to accelerate his return to Godhead. The aim of this particular system of asana, known as sitting postures for liberation or moksha, is to attain success in Kundalini chakra and gradually raise the life from the Muladhara chakra, the Svadhisthana chakra, then the Manipur chakra, the Anahata chakra, the Sudha chakra, and finally to the Agya chakra. When the yogi reaches the Agya chakra, between the eyebrows, he is able to penetrate the Brahmarantra of holiness. So, you go to any planet he desires of the spiritual kingdom of Mukta or Krishna Loka. The conclusion is that one has to come to the Brahma Buddha stage for going back to Godhead. However, those who are Krishna consciousness or who practice Bhakti Yoga can return to Godhead without even practicing the Muktasana process. The purpose of Muktasana practice is to come to the Brahma Buddha stage, but without being on the Brahma Buddha stage, one cannot be promoted to the spiritual sky. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Mamsa Yoga, the Chari, and the Bhakti Yoga, and the Sevakas, Sankuran, Samatita, and Brahma Buddha, and Prabhupada. The Bhakti Yoga, practicing Bhakti Yoga, is always situated on the Brahma Buddha stage. The devotee is able to continue on the Brahma Buddha platform and enter the spiritual sky automatically after death and returns to Godhead. Consequently, a devotee need not feel sorry for not having practiced the Kundalini chakra or not penetrating the six chakras one after the other. As far as Maharaj Prithu was concerned, he had already practiced this process, and since he did not want to wait for the time when his death would occur naturally, took advantage of the chakra penetration process, and thus gave up the body according to his own free will immediately after the spiritual sky. Translation, due course of time, when Prithu Maharaj was giving up his body, he fixed his mind firmly upon the lotus feet of Krishna, and thus, situated on the Brahma Buddha platform, he gave up the material body. When Prithu Maharaj practiced Pranipa yoga, practice sitting posture, he blocked the indoors with hands and his ankles, pressed his right and left calves and gradually raised his left ear upward, passing it out of the circle of his navel, up to his heart and throat, and finally pushing it
for the center position between these two high points. So here we'll have a long, elaborate description of the yoga process involving the chakras, and many verses after this also describe this process. But this is not the only place. We'll find in the second canto of Bhagavatam also a description of the yogis raising their life air through the chakras as described. And frequently when different great personalities pass over the body, it is also described. And of course in the 11th canto again it is described. So this is a particular process of leaving the body after practicing yoga and controlling the life air, etc. And in this process, one gradually merges the elements one after the other into the higher elements, and then finally merges everything into Prakriti. And this way one gets liberated from the material body. So this is one process followed by yogis. And apparently we see here that Prithu Maharaj followed this process. Of course we know that Prithu Maharaj is already Shakyamuni's avatar of the Lord and he has an eternal body, so it's not necessary for him to do this. And in devotional service or bhakti yoga, this is not the recommended process. So therefore we should not be too confused by this description and think this is what the devotee has to do. So Prabhupada has pointed out in the purport that the persons performing bhakti yoga surpass this whole system. So in the practice of bhakti yoga, one destroys the subtle body by the process of bhakti, and therefore there's no necessity of separating the body in this way using the yoga practice. So in other words, automatically the devotee surpasses the Brahma Buddha platform or freedom from material contamination. And the way in which he does this is by, not by aiming for this, but simply by thinking of the Supreme Lord and engaging in the Lord's service. So by developing attraction for the Lord, then he goes to the Lord. And therefore he doesn't have to follow this whole process here of stopping the different senses from acting, stopping thought processes, raising the life air through the chakras, etc. Not necessary. So simply by thinking of the Lord, all of this is accomplished. So this process is for yogis, those who are indulging in yoga practice and are striving for liberation, which is not the goal of the devotee. So Prabhupada mentions here in the purport that one particular reason for doing this is to leave the body when one desires. So when one is in good health, one can leave the body using this particular process. But in order to do this, then one would have to practice yoga for a long period of time in order to be accomplished. So therefore, generally the devotees don't follow this particular process. And they leave it up to Krishna when they want to leave their body. Or when Krishna wills, then they will leave their body. So therefore, they are not involved in this particular process. So why does Prithu Maharaj do this? He does this because he's setting an example for others. As I mentioned previously, in the Bhagavatam we'll see that many kings and other people follow this process. They do this process. So it was part of the conduct of people in general in the Varnashram system that they would, those who were vanaprastas would practice in this way, do yoga after they took their vanaprastha and then attempt to reach Brahma Buddha through this particular merging of elements into the higher elements, etc. So that is why we find here this elaborate description of this whole process. So, not necessary. And, of course, not practical for most people to follow this process. Because in order to get this stage, one has to practice for a long period of time in order to control the mind, the thought process, and then meditate on the elements, and then merge the elements together to higher elements, etc. So it is a technical way of, elaborate technical way of separating oneself from the body. And the end result, of course, is yes, you get liberation. But beyond that, no. And even if one follows this process, as was mentioned earlier also, the yoga process also is dependent upon Supreme Lord. So the yogi also has to take the help of Supreme Lord for his meditation, etc. So it's not simply the process itself, but the mercy of the Lord that he can get liberation. We have this process, which is considered superior to jnana and to karma, because one is superior to karma because it leads to liberation. And second is superior to jnana because it's a practical process of controlling the mind. Whereas in jnana, the main process is intellectual, simply to think of oneself as separate from the body and study the scriptures. So this gives a more practical way of controlling the senses and giving up material attachment. But, again, it is not the highest process. Bhakti is the highest process. And the reason is that through this process, one still does not achieve the ultimate goal. One only needs liberation. So, therefore, Bhagavan doesn't recommend this process, because one ultimately can get liberation after great endeavor. But that is not the goal of Bhagavan. The goal of Bhagavan is just realize Krishna. So that cannot be done in itself by this process. If one is a devotee of Krishna, one is also a yogi, then of course it is possible one could do this. So therefore we'll see here, Prudhu Maharaj, the great devotee of the Lord Shaktivedanta avatar, is capable of doing yoga. So he can follow this process very nicely. But at the same time, he doesn't get liberation, he achieves the Lord because of this devotion. So he's only using this as a side process, simply to get rid of the material body. So therefore, the devotees don't really have to pay too much attention to this whole description given here in Bhagavad Gita. If they're devotees of the Lord. If they're not, then they want to merge in Brahman, they go to Brahman. Depends on their desire. I said you can use, a devotee can use the yoga process also and get results. But if one is simply interested in liberation, then he's not going to go to a spiritual world, he's just going to get liberation. Generally don't involve in these practices. They can get siddhis without having to do this, without having to do yoga. They can get siddhis. Obviously, all the great devotees are sangha, like Vyasadeva or Narada Muni or whoever. They know everything. They have powers greater than yogis. Narada Muni can go as fast as the mind.
For the devotees also, this process of raising the chakras happens, and what stage it will
happen? Not necessary. He simply achieves the spiritual body and goes into the spiritual body, that's all.
Maharaj, if you use spiritual
path, so, but here it's easy to be leaving his body. Yeah, it's only a pastime. Just like Krishna and the 11th candle, the description of Krishna leaving his body, so to speak. But of course, only a pastime, that's all. Doesn't really happen. The results are easier to achieve because Jnana Yoga is simply an intellectual process. Whereas the yoga practice, you can control the mind through pranayama and then concentrate and then control the senses, etc. So there's no particular process in Jnana itself except to study the Vedanta. It's more difficult for most people.
Prabhupada would ask very much time at the time. their time. The duty involved and purpose is on that. But this time, in this description appears that the yogi on his own strength is able to move his life here from one to the other, and then he can decide where to go.
Well, it depends on his consciousness, of course. Now, if he gets liberation, that's one thing. If he desires that and he's completely detached, yes, he can do that. If he is not so advanced, then he will not even complete this process, obviously. He cannot completely separate himself from the material body, so he'll come back again in the material world. Not unless he's a devotee. Yeah. Sometimes the Lord allows these to pass by. We can't stay there.
We can't stay when it comes back.
So these descriptions are also given from Guru's Bhakti, the person that they were so easy as an entire person.
Yeah.
Yeah.